Our scripture for study today is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to begin in verse 1. Paul, in this section, talks about the visions and the revelations that he received from God. He doesn't tell us the details of his visions like Ezekiel did in the book of Ezekiel, or even like John did in the book of Revelation. But he does assure us that he received revelations from God and that he saw many visions. In fact, this is the only time in the Bible that the scriptures talk about anybody actually going to what is called the third heaven. We'll talk about why it's called the third heaven in just a few minutes. But we do find that in the Bible, people describe certain visions that they had, but this is the only time where the Bible describes not just a vision of heaven, but someone actually going to that place. And before we talk about these verses, let's remember why Paul brings this up. In chapters 10 through 13, remember that Paul is defending his apostleship. He's proving his character over against the false prophets and the false apostles that he described in chapter 11 of this book. And his point is this: if Paul had wanted to, he could have bragged about all these visions, but he didn't. He again stressed to these people at Corinth that if he gloried in anything, it would be his sufferings. But there's one thing for sure, and that is the false teachers that he is describing in chapter 11 never saw the kinds of visions or received the kinds of revelations that Paul describes in this chapter. And so again, he is defending himself, and he's pointing out to these Corinthians that those false apostles that they were putting up with were not anywhere near on the level that the Apostle Paul was. So let's begin in verse 1. Paul said, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord." The word doubtless here means surely or certainly. And the word expedient means profitable or beneficial or helpful. So Paul is saying, it is surely not profitable, it is surely not helpful or beneficial for me to glory, that is, to boast about these visions. Because if Paul had boasted about these visions, if he had gloried in all the revelations that he received from God, then certainly some people would have thought more highly of him than they should have. That's what he goes on to say in verse 6 of this chapter. God did not want Paul exalted more than he should have been. But if Paul had bragged about all the visions and all the revelations that he received, then that might have happened. And so Paul tells us that even though he's not going to brag about this, even though he had a lot to brag about if he had wanted to, Paul says, I am going to say just a few words about these visions and one in particular. He says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. He had experienced those kinds of revelations, and he says, I will continue to receive those visions and revelations. And he shares with us a story here that is not recorded anywhere else in the Bible. And here's how it reads, beginning in verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Now the question, of course, is, who is this man that Paul describes here? And most believe that Paul is talking about himself here. Why would he do that? Why would Paul be describing himself here in the way that he is? Why does he talk about himself as a man that was in Christ rather than just saying that I was caught up to the third heaven? Well, it's obvious here in the context that Paul is talking about all of the visions and revelations that he received. That's what he said in verse 1, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And then again, down in verse 7, he says that he had received the abundance of these revelations. But more than that, Paul didn't say, I saw this vision or I experienced this situation, because he didn't want to brag. He didn't want to boast. That's the whole point here. So perhaps Paul is being like John the Apostle was when he wrote the book of John. In the book of John, John the Apostle calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. Why did he do that? Why didn't he just say, I saw this, or I did that, or I wrote these things, and then call his name? Evidently, he did that out of modesty. And Paul evidently is being modest here because he does not want to brag, and he does not want, and God does not want, other people to exalt him more than he should be exalted. So when we look at verses 2 through 4 then, we ask now the question, what did he experience? He tells us in verse 2 that this happened about 14 years before he wrote this epistle. And he doesn't tell us any more than that. He doesn't tell us where he was. He doesn't tell us what he was doing. He simply tells us that this happened about 14 years earlier. And he says in two different verses, he repeats himself in these words, whether he was in the body when this happened or whether he was out of the body, he said, I don't know. He said, God knows, but I cannot tell. So Paul said, as far as he was concerned, either one of these was possible. It could have been that he was taken in his body somehow, and he was allowed to experience the third heaven. Or, he says, it could have been that he was out of the body. What does that mean? Well, that has to mean that Paul believed that it was possible that his spirit, his soul, was taken from his body and transported to that third heaven or paradise. And Paul says, I don't know which one it was. But what he does say in verse 2 is that such an one, and if that's Paul, he's saying that he was caught up to the third heaven. And the word heaven is used in the Bible in three different ways. And so we could say that there are three heavens in that way. The first heaven, or the first sense or meaning of the word heaven, is the atmosphere where the birds fly and where you have the clouds and the rain. This is why the Bible talks about the birds flying in the firmament of the heaven, Genesis 1, verse 20. And this is why the Bible speaks of the windows of the heaven giving rain or opening up, Genesis 7, verse 11. So that's the first heaven, the atmosphere above us. The second heaven is where the sun, the moon, and the stars are. This is why the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. And so that is the second heaven. The third heaven is where God is. And that's why Jesus said to pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, because that is where God is. That is the realm that God is in. So this is the only time where someone was actually taken to heaven. Now again, there are people in the Bible that saw visions. Isaiah saw a vision of God on his throne. John saw visions of heaven in the book of Revelation. Even Stephen in Acts 7, verse 56, saw the heavens open and he saw God sitting on his throne and Jesus standing at his right hand. But this is not just Paul saying that he saw heaven. He was actually caught up to or taken to the third heaven. And it is true that Jesus said in John 3, verse 13, that no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So yes, Jesus did say no man has ascended up to heaven. But of course, that was before Paul wrote these words. So Paul describes this place as the third heaven, that is, where God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and the angels dwell. And he repeats in verse 3 again, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Even Paul was not going to try to claim that he knew how this happened. But it's in verse 4 that he gives us a first-hand account of what he experienced there. He says that he was caught up into paradise. So he not only calls it the third heaven, he calls it paradise. And when we hear that word paradise, our minds might go to several different things. We might think of a place on earth. We might even think of the Garden of Eden and how perfect it was in the beginning. But our imagination can only go so far to conceive of how beautiful and how perfect and how peaceful heaven really is. And it's interesting that as Paul experienced the third heaven or this paradise, what he talks about is not what he saw there. What he does talk about is what he heard there. Notice verse 4 again. He said he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. The word unspeakable refers to words that cannot or must not be said. That is, they must not be said by men, even Paul the apostle. And Paul explains. He says that they are not lawful to utter. God would not allow Paul to tell about the things that he heard in heaven. Now, whether he heard what God was saying, or the Holy Spirit was saying, or what Jesus was saying, or what the angels were saying, because Paul does talk about the languages of angels in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. But Paul said, in spite of what he heard, he said, I'm not allowed to talk about and tell about the things that I heard in the third heaven in paradise. So they're too sacred. They're so far above us that God does not want those things revealed to us. And this brings up an interesting question. Since God would not allow the Apostle Paul to tell about the things that he actually heard in heaven, how is it then that some people today claim that they died or that they had a near-death experience, went to heaven, and came back to tell what they saw and what they heard? They preach about it, they write books about it, they talk about it on television, and yet the Apostle Paul said that in his case, it actually did happen. He actually was caught up to paradise, the third heaven, and he said it is not lawful. God does not permit him to speak about these things. So there is a huge difference between the Apostle Paul and the claims of some people today. Paul proved that he was a prophet. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 12, he said that the signs of an apostle had been worked among them. So when Paul told these people that he was an apostle, when he told them that he received revelations from God, he backed up what he said and he proved what he said by those miracles. Now that's in sharp contrast to so-called prophets today who do not and cannot work those miracles. And in this chapter, Paul said that he didn't think it was good for him to talk about all his visions and all his revelations. And yet, the so-called prophets among us today talk and talk and talk about their so-called revelations and their so-called miracles. Paul didn't do that. And God did not want Paul to be exalted like some people exalt themselves today. That's what he's going to talk to us about in the next few verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 6.